Well, Chris was a brilliant man, and he was just a joy to work with. If you were briefing even large groups of people, and Chris was in the audience, he did not hold back. He would ask you the tough questions, and it always seemed like he already knew the damn answer. You just could see if you could answer the question. But I admired him very much. I respected Chris, and I didn't have a whole lot of direct interface with Chris as far as taking or receiving orders. But of course, he was the leader at JSC, and it was obvious that he was in charge, and nobody had any regrets about that I can recall.
And Mike, you mentioned Bob Gilruth, and he and Chris obviously worked closely to lead there, right?
Yeah, Bob Gilruth was a little bit different than Chris and the people who worked in Flight Crew Operations Division. The people in Flight Crew Operations were, by today's standards, I think amazingly young. I think their average age was below 30. I'm guessing somewhere in the high 20s. But boy, they were competent. That's the one word I would grab and say they had an extraordinary high level of competence. You could trust them. They were very competent. Bob Gilruth was further up the ladder in terms of age. He was kind of like an old Teddy, not old, gosh, he must have been all of 50, but he was kind of an old teddy bear. And he left a lot of the decisions, I think, to the people who worked under him, or at least he allowed the general world to think that he had let them, because he delegated a lot. But he was, for the time, for the place, was a remarkable leader, but you'd have to pull it out of him to discover that he really was that. But together, they were the yin and the yang, the young and the old, they both superbly competent and in the right job at the right time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thoughts about the future, Mike? You talk about getting us to Mars and where we should be going. Give us your thoughts about the future program.
Well, the latest thing is to set up various facilities on the moon, a lunar orbit, a gateway, it's so-called, with some kind of a machine on the gateway, pointing toward Mars and helping us along. And you know, an awful lot of science and an awful lot of analysis has gone into that. And Neil Armstrong didn't know about these details, but I did hear him say one time that he thought the voyage to Mars was so complex that we had some chinks in our knowledge and that they could be filled by operations closer to home, closer around the moon. So that seems to be where the country's going. I disagree. I was in the White House about 4 or 5 days ago, and President Trump listened to what I just got through saying. He said, "Collins," I said, "Mars direct." And I just can't help it. I would call it the JFK Mars Express, because I hark back to John F. Kennedy, what he told us. He gave us our instructions, and his statement was a masterpiece of simplicity: manned on the moon by the end of the decade. And that was of immeasurable help to us. And not only, well, it galvanized the whole country, which is the more important part, but on a smaller scale, it gave us a wonderful argument for getting people to do what we wanted on schedule, on time. We could use his name. The end of the decade is coming. We're late on this. You got to get going on that. Get hot on the other. And I think that kind of a galvanization of effort would be immensely helpful in a mission to Mars. And that's the kind of support we need, not only from the White House, but all over, from this country, from the planet, really. And I see all those plans for returning to the moon, excellent plans per se, but I can project out into the future where they say yes, of course we're going to Mars, but you don't understand. In the meantime, on the gateway, the umlaut doesn't fit into the overholt, and what are we going to do about the Franus, you know? And I just have the feeling it's going to delay things, and I'd like to take a shot at Mars Direct, JFK Express. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We have a video now that everybody has seen, but I'd like to play it again as we close the evening, the landing when Neil stepped off the limb. Let's do that.
The surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the limb. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh, that looks beautiful.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Joe Engel and Mike Collins, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
I apologize for being so deaf. Oh, shit. I am so deaf. I had just a terrible time, but I thank you for all the
love. Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you. Right over this way.
Well, you look like you do this stuff every day, Charlie.